You're joking!
It was dinner time. Harry had just finished telling Ron what had happened when he'd left the grounds with Professor McGonagall. Ron had a piece of steak and kidney pie halfway to his mouth, but he'd forgotten all about it.
Seeker? He said. But first years never! You must be the youngest house player in about...
A century, said Harry, shoveling pie into his mouth. He felt particularly hungry after the excitement of the afternoon. Wood told me. Ron was so amazed, so impressed, he just sat and gaped at Harry. I start training next week, said Harry. Only don't tell anyone. Wood wants to keep it a secret. Fred and George Weasley now came into the hall, spotted Harry and hurried over.
Well done, said George in a low voice. Wood told us. We're on the team too. Beaters.
I tell you, we are going to win that Quidditch Cup for sure this year, said Fred. We haven't won since Charlie left, but this year's team is going to be brilliant. You must be good, Harry. Wood was almost skipping when he told us.
Anyway, we've got to go. Lee Jordan reckons he's found a new secret passageway out of the school.
Bet it's that one behind the statue of Gregory the Smarmy that we found in our first week. See you. Fred and George had hardly disappeared when someone far less welcome turned up. Malfoy, flanked by Crabbe and Goyle.
Having a last meal, Potter? When are you getting the train back to the Muggles?
You're a lot braver now that you're back on the ground and you've got your little friends with you, said Harry coolly. There was, of course, nothing at all little about Crabbe and Goyle, but as the high table was full of teachers, neither of them could do more than crack their knuckles and scowl.
I'd take you on any time on my own, said Malfoy. Tonight, if you want. Wizard's duel. Wands only. No contact. What's the matter? Never heard of a wizard's duel before, I suppose?
Of course he has, said Ron, wheeling round. I'm his second. Who's yours?
Malfoy looked at Crabbe and Goyle, sizing them up.
Crabbe, he said. Midnight all right? We'll meet you in the trophy room. That's always unlocked.
When Malfoy had gone, Ron and Harry looked at each other.
What is a wizard's duel? Said Harry. And what do you mean, you're my second?
Well, a second's there to take over if you die, said Ron casually, getting started at last on his cold pie.
Catching the look on Harry's face, he added quickly, But people only die in proper duels, you know, with real wizards. The most you and Malfoy'll be able to do is send sparks at each other. Neither of you knows enough magic to do any real damage.
I bet he expected you to refuse anyway.
And what if I wave my wand and nothing happens?
Throw it away and punch him on the nose, Ron suggested.
Excuse me.
They both looked up. It was Hermione Granger.
Can't a person eat in peace in this place? Said Ron.
Hermione ignored him and spoke to Harry.
I couldn't help overhearing what you and Malfoy were saying.
Bet you could, Ron muttered.
And you mustn't go wandering round the school at night. Think of the points you'll lose, Gryffindor, if you're caught. And you're bound to be. It's really very selfish of you.
And it's really none of your business, said Harry.
Goodbye, said Ron.